Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Even with the fall of the Assad regime in Syria and calls to rebuild the country, Israel launched dozens more airstrikes at its neighbor over the weekend. More from VOA's Arash Arabasadi.
Neighboring Jordan hosted high-level talks this weekend expressing support for the transition process in Syria. Despite the diplomatic push to rebuild Syria under new and more moderate leadership, Israel's defense minister says threats to his country remain. Since the end of the Assad family's five decades of rule, the Israeli military began occupying a demilitarized zone inside Syria that was created after the 1973 Arab-Israeli War. The European Union will meet this week to discuss engagement with Syria and the country's rebuilding. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News.
Meanwhile, Israel's prime minister on Sunday announced plans to grow the population in the Golan Heights, a strategic plateau captured from Syria in the 1967 war. While Syria's new de facto leader said he did not seek to provoke conflict with Israel, Reuters' Zachary Goldman reports.
Netanyahu's office said the government unanimously approved a more than $11 million plan to encourage demographic growth in the Golan. It said Netanyahu submitted the plan to the government, quote, in light of the war and the new front facing Syria, and out of a desire to double the population in the Golan. Israel annexed captured parts of the Golan Heights in 1981. Syria has long rejected Israeli claims to the territory, but past efforts to reach a peace treaty failed.
That's Reuters' Zachary Goldman reporting. Israel says it will close its embassy in Ireland as relations deteriorate over the war in Gaza. Israel's decision to close the embassy came in response to what Israel's foreign minister has described as Ireland's extreme anti-Israel politics. This is VOA News. South Korean law enforcement authorities are pushing to summon impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol for questioning over his short-lived martial law decree. That push comes as the Constitutional Court began its first meeting on Monday on Yoon's case to determine whether to remove him from office or reinstate him. A joint investigative team involving police, an anti-corruption agency, and the Defense Ministry said it plans to convey a request to Yoon's office here for questioning on Wednesday. Parliament voted to impeach Yoon on Saturday, and the Constitutional Court is to determine whether to dismiss him as president or reinstate him. Doctors discharged Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from a São Paulo hospital on Sunday after a pair of emergency surgeries last week to treat and prevent bleeding in his head. Details from Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino.
The 79-year-old underwent two procedures to treat and prevent bleeding in his head. Speaking publicly for the first time since the surgeries, he said he was eager to get back to work as soon as possible. I'm going home now, calm and sure that I'm cured and that I just need to take care of myself, he said, adding that he could live up to 120 years old. His medical team said Lula could return to regular work duties, but he is to avoid long-haul flights and exercise in the short term. His health woes have been linked to a fall at his home in late October. Lula's latest health scare has provoked doubts among political analysts. Some argue that secession plans within Lula's Workers' Party would be cast into disarray if he could not run again in 2026.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zelino. The decades-old regional bloc of ECOWAS is now losing three members. More from VOA's Christina Menente.
In a first in the 15-nation bloc's nearly 50 years of existence, the military juntas of Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso announced in January that they had decided to leave ECOWAS, accusing it of, quote, inhumane and irresponsible, unquote, coup-related sanctions and of failing to help them solve their internal security crises. The West African regional bloc approved the exit timeline for the three coup-hit nations on Sunday after a nearly year-long process of mediation to avert the unprecedented disintegration of the grouping. The three nations have started to consider how to issue travel documents separately from ECOWAS and are forming their own alliance. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
For additional updates, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.